Smooth driving in Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick. Holmes County started a paving program in 2017 with a sales tax voted on by the people, and as they wrap up their first 10-year cycle, they look to continue the program going forward. County Engineer Chris Young and Chief Deputy Engineer Josh Galbraith met with the Holmes County Commissioners as the month of June got started to discuss the first 10-year cycle of the 0.25% sales tax that the residents of Holmes County have voted into place. When it was presented, the goal was to pave all the Holmes County roads in 10 years, and Galbraith says that they have and more.
I think we're actually going to exceed that. I think we're actually, as of this year, 10th year, we'll have 16 miles that we're actually have done the second time. So we're 16 miles ahead of what we basically told voters.
Galbraith shared with the commissioners information on the website where it shows the roads that have been done and are up to be next. Anyone can view the dashboard by going to homesengineer.org and clicking on Your Tax Dollars at Work. There you can get information, and if you click on Dashboard, it will show the roads completed by year. Commissioner Joe Miller says he only hears good things about the paving program in Holmes County.
We, without a doubt, got the best county roads in the state of Ohio. Everywhere, all around us, when you leave Holmes County, it starts going bumpity bump.
Isn't that amazing? If the government actually does what they said they're going to do, we accomplish that. So.
And that's why it's popular. That's why the people, if you give the people something, they'll vote for it. You know.
They see it, and they write on it every day.
Commissioner Dave Hall says that they have a plan and follow through.
You're not just saying, oh, maybe wanna, you do it, and you bid it out and do it, and then if there's a little extra dollars available, you add to the project.
Commissioner Hall also asks if they could use these dollars to widen the roads for e-bikes, and Young says that the funds are for paving.
We probably could leverage some of that.
Yeah, because there are grants out there that might be able to leverage some on the safety side of it. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you don't need biking lanes as much as you need is
bike lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the future.
Yeah, okay.
Young says that there are a few counties with a paving program similar to Holmes County.
There's very few counties, but the counties that have it, it's a permanent thing.
Yeah.
And, this way the people can judge us every 5 years and hold us accountable. And if they don't like what we did.
Exactly.
That's true.
They can vote it down. That's my personal opinion.
Commissioner Hall shared that a lot of the sales tax comes from tourists.
That's a huge windfall for our roads and our infrastructure.
Yeah, when we originally studied this, when Shasta was at the chamber, we figured 82% of the sales tax comes from the tourists. So 82% of our paving is paid by the tourists.
The commissioners asked Young and Galbraith to meet with them as they had legislation for their meeting to start the process of putting the next 5 years on the ballot. The funds the sales tax has produced has increased since beginning the project to approximately $3.3 million, which is what allowed them to get on the second paving ahead of time. Galbraith reminded the commissioners that of the funds that come in from the tax, 10% goes to the townships to help with their roads. Looking at this year's paving project, which has already been bid out and started, Commissioner Miller asked if the costs went up, like gas prices, and Young says they got lucky, and Galbraith explained timing was everything.
Andrew told me when we bid it out, he said if we would have bid it out like a week or two later, we would have saw really high cost.
Yeah.
So I think this year we got a fairly decent price.
Roads on tap this year to be repaved are County Roads 53, 160, 189, 200, 292, and 621. As of the 8th of June, County Road 200's resurfacing has already been completed, with the other roads beginning in 4 to 6 weeks. The commissioners would approve the legislation to get the renewal of the sales tax on road paving for the November ballot. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday one accident, 10 incidents, and these two arrests. Bryant W. Martin of Louisville, who was arrested and charged with theft without consent, and Rusty D. Rice of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with community sanctions violation. The Ohio House of Representatives has passed a new bill aimed at ending child care fraud. Yesterday, House Bill 647 passed by a vote of 82-7. The bill would end overpayments and potential fraud within the state's child care system. Republican Representatives Phil Plummer and Tom Young sponsored the legislation, which mandates funding based on attendance, empowers the Ohio Department of Children and Youth to suspend operating licenses and stop funding immediately, and enforces precise data tracking by eliminating backdating. Another bill that included camera surveillance was rejected. The bill now goes to the Senate. Ohio wine drinkers scored a victory in federal court. Judges struck down Ohio's law restricting the sale of wine from out-of-state retailers directly to consumers, calling it unconstitutional. Under Ohio law, you are prohibited from transporting more than 6 bottles of wine bought outside of the state per month, but Ohio consumers can transport up to 24 cases within state lines as long as it comes from an Ohio retailer. Now, the state has an option to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. One local community confirmed a massive cyber attack and details what information was compromised. Middletown confirms a massive 2025 cyber attack, which jeopardized the sensitive personal data of over 20,000 people. The breach was detected August 17th and crippled municipal infrastructure for months. Full names, addresses, social security numbers, driver's license information, financial account information, and health records, including medical history, were compromised. The city says there's no indication of fraud resulting from the breach, but the city is providing free credit monitoring through TransUnion for affected individuals. A woman is suing the city of Columbus over the handling of a rape investigation that dates back more than 30 years. According to the lawsuit, the plaintiff, named as Jane Doe, is suing the city of Columbus, Franklin County, two unnamed Columbus police officers, and several other individuals, including the man charged in connection with her rape. The lawsuit claims in 1994, a man broke into her home and raped her. In 2024, a man was arrested and charged in her case, but the criminal case was dismissed last year because of the statute of limitations. The complaint also alleges a detective falsely recorded that she had drinks with the suspect the night before the attack and that officers portrayed her as complicit in her own rape. In a statement, the Columbus City Attorney's Office said, quote, "Crimes of sexual violence are a serious matter, and when it is alleged that an investigation was mishandled, that's taken seriously. We are reviewing this complaint to determine the appropriate next steps and have no further comment at this time," end quote. And finally, Hollywood directors have reached a 4-year tentative contract agreement with studios and streaming services. The Directors Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers struck the deal yesterday after 4 weeks of talks. This is the first negotiation under new DGA President Christopher Nolan. Similar 4-year deals have been ratified recently by unions representing writers and actors. This agreement adds to the likelihood of long-term labor peace in Hollywood, despite industry upheavals. The collective bargaining agreement must still be approved by the Guild's National Board and ratified by the Guild membership. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.